What's going on, guys? It's Cruise Control, I guess the name is so far. I'm just tuning in right now. I got a little bit of some things that I kind of just want to go over. Stuff that comes to my mind and I think of it, and I'm actually right now, I have an opportunity to sit down and talk about it with whoever decides to listen to this. I mean, it's totally up to you. But I just want to go over some things. It blows my mind how I scroll through so I'm on this kick right now where I'm trying to just delete social media or leave it to a minimum. And it's kind of hard in my position because being in a sales position, you kind of have to be up to date with a lot of things, and your biggest tool is just right in your hand, and it's your phone, and it's social media, and it's the way to contact people typically these days. So it's kind of hard for me, but I'm trying to keep it to a minimum. It's a very big distraction in my life. I'm just not okay with it. I'm not okay with it at all. So what I'm seeing pretty much, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Today's society, today's culture in America, or I guess I should say just use the word society is what I'm trying to pertain to. I'm seeing it's becoming incredibly impossible to please society. No matter what you do in your life, whether you aim to please everyone or nobody, they won't be happy regardless. I mean, with media, with news, with entertainment, with technology, with anything, the average human being in today's society who is very in depth with, social media, technology, all aspects of life, I feel like it's very hard to please. And it's that new, newer generations that are just, they thrive off of it. I mean, it bugs me because, okay, I just saw an article, and this is just example given. I don't really like to talk sports. Avid sports fan, but I don't really like to talk sports on this platform. But what I'll do here is I'll just give you this example. I was in my Snapchat, and now Snapchat's pretty much turned into its own little TV Netflix show. On this, you go, you swipe to the left, and you get all the, you can discover stories and stuff. And you can literally, like, I just watched an episode of something, and I was just kind of curious to see how far it would go, and I didn't really pay attention to it, but I was just scrolling through. It was all like a 30-minute episode on Snapchat as a story. Blows my mind. But then I scroll up and I see Lakers are bad. What else is going on around the league in the NBA? And it irks me because people thought they expected the Lakers to go 3-0. If the Lakers went 3-0, there might be some speculation that they're gonna have a good season. But regardless whether they go 3-0 or 0-3, it's an 82-game season. This is not the NFL on a 16-game season. You can go 0-3 in the NBA and you're still good. Once we get up to like 0-15, 0-20, I think that's pretty bad for an NBA team. But if you're like, 1-5, 1-8, you're the higher, obviously, the loss column gets up, it gets to look more of a blemish. But 0-3, they started off 0-3 and they have LeBron. They think, and the thing that bugs me is they're going to be over this tomorrow. Like, it won't even be a thought tomorrow. Well, technically, they lost last night, so it blows my mind. Blows my mind. Absolutely, positively blows my mind how fast modern day America can get over certain things. They can get over it within less than 24 hours. It blows my mind. Absolutely blows it. And it's like the NFL too, like sports wise in general, I should say. I shouldn't single out a certain league, but things happen, then they don't. Something happens, then it's gone. Oh, that happened? Cool. Over it. But did you see this? It's like they always want something new. And when they get it, they're not pleased. Like this new iPhone Max SS or whatever the hell it's called, comes out. And the first thing, I knew somebody who got it, okay? got it the first day. And literally their first thought on it, you know, after buying it and paying $1,500 for it, and they go on Snapchat and they say, oh, I missed my home button. You fucking greedy little bitch. Like, you want to have the best, but it's still never good enough. It's not fast enough. Oh, it's too small. It's too big. It's this. It's that. It's like the fucking Americans these days, especially the newer generations, they're so fucking greedy. They're so selfish. They're so self-centered. Everybody's, you know, it has to do with social media, too. Doesn't, you know, there's different aspects that play into it, but a big part, social media portrays an image. The media in general portrays an image. It wants you to pick a side. You know, you this side, or, you know, however many sides you get to choose, but you have to pick a side. That's what the media wants you to do. And Americans these days cannot get the fucking phone out of their mitts. And it's ironic that I'm doing this from my phone, but I'm actually trying to, you know, present a, you know, an issue right here. We can't pry the fucking phone from our hand long enough to just think, hey, maybe this is dumb. Like, it disgusts me. Like, people who just sit there and scroll through Instagram and just, they keep scrolling. I'm like, why are you even using the app if you're just fucking scrolling? Like, I used to do that shit, man. And I would catch myself mid-scroll, like, what the fuck am I doing? I could be doing so many more other productive things than draining my fucking brain on this dumb thing that's in my hand, that is drawing my attention and wanting me to believe certain things and making myself super insecure because I don't look this way, or I don't have this, or I don't do this and I don't do that. I don't know. It blows my mind. It literally portrays an image. It wants you to feel like you need to look a certain way or do this, and this is okay and this isn't okay. And it's very sickening. It's toxic. And I try, that's why I'm trying to draw myself away from it, because when you're around people that are on it all day, you walk into a room and there's about four people in the room and three people are on it, and you're the only one that's, you know, that's not on it, and you're just sitting there. And I've had that happen 90% of the time. That happens to me. And I just happen to, you know, look over and see what they're doing, and they're fucking scrolling through Facebook, they're scrolling through Instagram, they're snapping through real quick on the stories on Snapchat or Instagram, and I'm like, you're not even watching this shit. You're not even paying attention. It's become such a habit for you to just scroll through this because you're bored. And it's sickening, man. And now that's what it is. Like, it's such a habit. And there's no confrontation in today's world. Or not even, I shouldn't even say confrontation. There's no, everything's done through your phone. Everything's done through a computer. You don't have to go out to the bar or to the library, whatever you do to go meet people. You don't have to go out to meet people anymore. You literally can approach females, and females can approach men over an app. Like, how simple is that? I can literally, if I wanted to, I could sit on my couch. I could be watching my favorite show, kicked back, just had a good dinner. I'm fucking chilled out, maxed out, and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go meet a girl on the internet. I ain't gotta put my good clothes on. I ain't gotta smell good. I ain't gotta look good. I don't gotta brush my teeth. I don't gotta shower. I can do it right from my motherfucking phone. Like, blows my mind. Blows my fucking mind. And that's where I feel like a lot of relationships today get, I guess I should say, become failed. I'm trying to look for the right word. I apologize, I stutter. But look for look for the right word, and I don't know how to say this, but they fail. There's no genuine trust there. I mean, I don't know. It's nuts. And I feel like I went off enough on this, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to wrap this up. Maybe do another segment real quick here. I got some other stuff I want to talk about. All right, guys. So I've been kind of holding this stuff back a little bit. I've been wanting to get on here and do this. I just haven't had the time. I've been busy. But now I have a little bit of downtime right now, so I'm just going to take advantage of it, like I said before. And just discussed about how disgusting the world is today. and just how disgusting, you know, the society can be with their technology and their phones, and social media is disgusting. It's just, it's ironic that I say this stuff through here, but it's the truth. So, I just want to jump into the next topic. A lot of people blame, how can I say this right? A lot of people, I guess they blame, they're judgmental on the future today or the present today, saying the reason why everything is the way it is because of all the damn millennials. And that really, really, really bugs me, because about 98% of the people that say that are millennials, and they don't even realize it. I'm a millennial, and I believe the millennial cutoff, or the range for the millennial, is 1984, if you were born after, on or after 1984, or on or before 1996. So I'm in that range. 98% of the people that say this are in this range. I had a couple people that are out of that just say, these fucking millennials, these piece of shit millennials, they're so lazy, they want everything handed to them. And it's coming to my mind that, yeah, that happens. I mean, I see it. But I see it more so out of the people that were born after 1996. Now, I don't know that generation name. I don't know if it's Gen Y or Gen Z, or I don't know what it is. But it's crazy, because those people, I mean, that were born in 1998, 99, 2000, I mean, they're 18, 21 years old now. They're established into the real world. I shouldn't say they're established, but they're getting their feet wet. They're getting a sense of college, they're getting a sense of real world, maybe even they're getting a sense of full-time jobs, whatever. They're out there, they're in the world now, and they're setting the trail, they're blazing the path for the next generation behind them. And it bugs me, because these are the kids that sit on their phone, they think everything's handed to them, because that's what society portrays, or I should say social media portrays, and they just think it's that easy. And I got called out at work. One time a guy said, well, you sit there, and this is another guy. He said, you sit there and you get everything fucking handed to you. You don't even work for your sale. You don't do this. You don't that. And just took it out of context. I work my ass off, and to make the commission that I make, I work my ass off for it. And you can ask anybody else besides this guy who has a thing for just confrontation. I work pretty damn hard. I like to think I do. And I don't believe in sitting there and getting shit handed to me. Especially when it comes to sales. You got to go out. You got to make your sale. You got to actually work for it. You got to do the groundwork for it. And that's what makes it feel much better. That sale, 100 times better, is when you actually have to work for it. And there's a challenge behind it. When there's something that's just handed to you, especially when, well, long story short, there's two ways in my industry, well, not two, a few ways that you can get a customer. You can call them, you can go out and get them, or you can get it handed to you as a walk-in. I got maybe one or two of them walked in, and nobody was available. And it just bugs me, because when customers walk in and they come to you, we have about 6 or 7 salespeople that just kind of look at each other and like, who's going to go for it first? And I don't play that game. I don't sit here and I don't look around like a deer in headlights. I go. And that's when I find out, am I going to make a sale today? Am I not? And I have the mentality and the mindset that I'm going to make a sale. So I had that walk-in where I was just kind of sitting at my desk. Everybody was busy. And they said, hey, can you help this person? I said, no problem. I have nothing going on. I would love to help. So that happened to me, like I said, 1 or 2 times. And I get those all the time. Apparently, I don't have to work for shit. I sit on my ass and I get handed to me, is what the gist of that conversation. Now, this was right in front of my boss. This was us three sitting there. It started as a joke, and then he got real fucking salty. I got pissed. I called him on the shit. I said, I don't fucking sit on my ass and get shit handed to me. I said, I go on and I work for my shit. Now, if you can't see that, that's fine. That's because you're too worried about yourself, you're involved in yourself, and you just want a bitch. I said, I get it. I understand. There's people out there that want to do that, and if you're one of them, then that's fine. You can waste your time bitching while I'm out here making sales. And that's just my philosophy about it. I got over it. He really played the millennial card on me. I said, you know, it's fine. I get it. To an extent, I don't try to think from that mindset with people like that. I don't try to bring myself down to that level. But it can easily happen. We all get carried away sometimes. I forgive and I move on. But, and especially lately, especially when it comes to politics, because nobody knows anything about politics. That's what's so sad. They just vote for what the media portrays. If you're going to be a Republican, you're going to be a hard-knuckled Trump supporter. You're going to be that blue-collar, shut up and just do it, and you're going to support everything that Trump has to say. If you're going to be a Democrat, then you're going to have to like gay people and transgender people, and you're going to have to be a Hillary supporter, and you're going to have to take the back seat to all this bullshit that's going on, and you're going to just have to, but sometimes I get carried away. That's just what I see. Oh, you don't want to be anything? You want to be a liberal? That's right. You want to be a liberal. Come be a liberal. It's, you're the one or you're the other. And if you're not, then nobody cares. And the media has broken down politics into this dumbed down version of understanding it. Politics never used to be portrayed to what it is now. And thank your phone for that. Thank the media for that. But the millennials, I just heard somebody say today to me, the millennials are the reason Trump's in office. But then again, I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw on Twitter, and I thought this shit was hilarious. It said, imagine if all the millennials voted, and it was a map, and it had blue versus red. And it was, if all the millennials voted, this is what it would have looked like when Hillary was going against when Hillary was going against Trump. And all the states were blue except for like two or three. And I fucking laughed. Because my state was on there, and my state was blue. And my state, it voted for Trump. I didn't vote at the time, so I have no say in it, really, but now I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote when it comes to state. I wish I would have voted years ago, right when I turned 18, but I was dumb. So I just, and I had somebody in my family, say we're talking about voting, and I said, well, who are you voting for? Just asking. It's a random conversation. I'll go up to people randomly and be like, you voting this year? Who are you voting for? Curious to see. Oh, you're voting for this guy, Democrat. Cool, awesome, I understand. You're voting for Republican? Sweet, very nice, awesome. Your vote does count, so get out there and go vote. You know, that's my perspective on it. I respect people's decisions and opinions. I respect their views. I'm not going to sit there and harass and say, you vote Republican, you are a fucking awesome person. Or you vote Democrat, you fucking loser. Like, I don't care. All I care is that if we're talking and, you know, we can relate on a couple of things, that's awesome. If I can't relate, I'm not going to further the conversation. I guess it's kind of ignorant of me to say. I'm going to further the conversation, just not on a subject that we can't, you know. I try to find and qualify, and I qualify, and then I try to find things that I can relate to with people. And if I can relate with you on politics, hey, let's relate. But if I can't, I'm going to bounce to the next subject. I'm sorry that came up wrong. I'm not just going to not talk to you. You don't like what I like, so I'm not going to talk to you. Sorry, that's wrong. What I'm trying to get at is that I try to find things that I can relate and carry the conversation. And I'm always doing that in my mind as I'm talking to somebody. They could be going on like a 20-minute thing, And I'm still thinking about the next thing to say before it even comes out of my mouth. And I'm thinking about the next thing I'm going to say after that before it even comes out of my mouth. The next thing. And I'm still paying attention to these people. And I'm very precisely picking my words and putting them in different places to ignite another conversation off of that word and off of that word and off of that. You know, it's crazy how my mind works when it comes to that. But I always, especially now being in the sales industry, newly to the, I guess newly is not even a word, but... new to this industry, it's benefiting me more than I thought it would, because I'm already boom, I got my whole conversation planned out off your first sentence back to me. So, and then my biggest problem is that I'll get caught up, like I probably just did about 15 times in the past 10 minutes. I didn't even understand or know I did it. Change subject, and I just roll off and I kind of veer away from that topic. It happens. I just have so much I want to say that I lead away from it. I'll jump back to it eventually, but yeah. So I mean, it bugs me. I really got away from the subject there, and I apologize for that. I talk fast and I just go and I don't stop. So what I'm saying here is that the most of these people that say millennials do that are millennials, and I said, every time I come across somebody, I say, you do realize you are a millennial, right? No, I'm not. What year were you born in? 86? Yeah, you are. 84? Yeah. You fucking are. No, I'm not. I'm born in 88. No, fuck you. Fucking millennials are 90 kids. Sorry, Bubba. You're a fucking millennial. So, it irks me. And I actually had a conversation with one of my buddies the other day, and he actually said that this guy was 30, I think he said. This guy that he was working with was about 30 years old, and he kept bitching about millennials and the fucking work for fucking millennials. And he's like, who are you talking about? Me? My buddy said this to the guy. Who are you talking about? You talking about me? And the guy goes, no, the fucking 55-year-old motherfuckers over there, the 50-year-olds. And he goes, ah, man, like, ugh. Like, I would have cringed so hard at that guy. I would have just been like, bro, go home for the day. Like, go home and educate yourself on how dumb you sound. Like, can I record you saying that and, like, give it to you and say, hey, go study this. And tell me what fucking everything that's wrong with this shit. Because you sound like a fucking idiot. Man. I'm just glad I wasn't there to hear that. Because that would have just fucking... that would have just drove me off the wall. I would have laughed first. Then I would have been like, are you a fucking idiot? I think you're a fucking idiot. I really do. Because you are so uneducated right now with this. You really should not speak on it. And I just wish, like... there'd be like 50 people around me laughing at me. I'm just kidding. That's bullying. And I hate bullying. I tried to make a joke out of it, but it wasn't even funny. But I think I got across what I wanted to get across right now for tonight. Going on 15 minutes here. So I just want to close this up. If you do listen to the podcast, thank you so much. If you could give it a thumbs up or a like or however the hell you do this shit, or download, listen to it, tune in. I'm gonna try to do this shit as much as I can, and it'll get better. It'll progressively get better. I thank you if you listen to it, if you like it. It is what it is. It's just something for me to talk about, because I can't get my all my thoughts off on Twitter, because I'd look like a psycho if I just kept tweeting. So but, you know, I probably won't be on Twitter that much anymore. I'm trying to do that social media kick, and I always forget. It pisses me off. But, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Right now, the podcast is called Cruise Control. I don't know why it's called that. It was just the first thing that typed up when I clicked. I was just looking for podcast names, and Cruise Control stuck. And it's probably not going to stay for long. I'll probably change into something else. But there's Cruise Control, and thank you for listening.